Proclamation number 8322 of 6th of November, 1962. Do not worry about what you eat and drink. Again and again I would like to call out to you humans, do not worry about what you will eat and drink and with what you will clothe yourselves. But seek first the kingdom of God, everything else will be given to you. You must never forget that you live on earth for a purpose, to take the path back to me, which is to happen consciously by seeking me myself, by doing everything to unite with me in order to establish the contact which characterizes the relationship of a child to its father. You shall seek me myself and my kingdom. This is the only purpose of earthly life, because it is not about the well-being of your body but about the well-being of your soul, which is everlasting. For this purpose I gave you existence as a human being, and therefore it is quite understandable that I will also sustain you, that I will cover all the body's needs if you give priority to the soul's needs, if you fulfill your true purpose of earthly life. I am your father and show you immense love which wants to make you happy for all eternity and which endeavors to ensure that you reach the degree of maturity on earth which will result in such bliss for you. But I am also your God and creator. I know what you need, not only spiritually but also earthly. And if I have created you, if I enable you to walk the earth as a human being, I will also see to it that you are ordered in such a way that you can fulfill your actual task. I will not demand something from you for which the prerequisites are lacking. For I know that your body needs many things in earthly life and I will truly give them to it. But I only set one condition for this, that you first seek my kingdom, that your soul's task is of utmost importance to you and that you put the care for your body aside, so that you will now also experience the evidence of my fatherly love, that I take care of you and give you everything you need. And truly, you could go through your earthly life completely carefree if you take this promise of mine to heart and only fulfill my demand to remember the soul first. And thus you must fulfill my will, which is repeatedly announced to you through my word, you must live in love, you must only ever try to overcome your self-love and perform works of love in complete unselfishness. You must give, want to make your neighbor happy, do everything to help him or protect him from harm. For if you practice love then you unite with me. Then you also establish contact with my kingdom where only love exists, where I myself reign, who is love. And if you live in love then you will also live a life of justice, for you cannot help but give everyone around you what is due to him. You will not tolerate injustice because it contravenes the commandment of love. You will completely enter into my will and then also be true aspirants of my kingdom. But your earthly life will run smoothly because I myself will take care of you and your physical life, because I will sustain you, nourish and clothe you, just as I take care of everything that exists in creation, because my nature is love, wisdom and power. And should I not then also be able to take care of all your worries, since everything is possible for me? Believe it. That every promise of mine will come true if only you also fulfill the conditions under which I have made a promise. I truly stand by my word, and therefore you can also firmly rely on the fact that no worry needs to burden you as soon as it is only your endeavor to come closer to me and my kingdom, as soon as you are only willing to do everything to enable your soul to mature on earth. For only for this purpose do you walk across earth. And as soon as you establish the right relationship with me, the relationship of a child with its father, I will also take care of you in a fatherly way and give you everything so that you will not need to live in want during your earthly life. But if you don't observe my promise, you will truly also be destined for a life on earth where you won't get out of worries and hardship. But then it is your own fault because you don't believe what I myself promised you when I lived on earth, where I experienced everything myself as a human being and therefore also knew about all your hardships which I wanted to remedy. But then I also demand of you that you comply with my will and first strive for the maturing of your soul, in order to then also receive everything your body needs. Amen.